It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, regular feature each Wednesday here on Q92, and we feature various physicians and those involved in health around the Q92 listening area with us today. Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. Dr. Nolte, welcome back on the airwaves again.
Well, thank you for having me.
We were talking not too long ago on the you along with Dr. Hacker on the subject of COVID-19, and I'm sure that's on your mind a lot these days. But today we're going to talk particularly about mental health awareness, as this is Mental Health Awareness Month, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, let's hit the topic a little bit. I would imagine that's of concern to a lot of people, especially with the lockdowns and all the concern over the virus and all of that. Tell us what you're seeing out there.
Right, yeah, so especially now, you know, more than ever, I think we've been seeing increased anxiety and depression in our patients and other people. You know, it's hard to be so isolated all the time. You know, we're very social creatures, so it's hard to be alone all the time. And certainly with the pandemic and worrying about your own health or your family's health, you know, worrying about work, certainly that can increase everybody's stress and anxiety. And so there's, you know, lots of different resources out there, and certainly, you know, resources here at the clinic. But there are some things you can do at home to try to kind of ease those fears and help reduce your stress and anxiety at home.
Okay, what are some of the things you can do to relieve it?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things is keeping a routine, especially if you're not going to work. You know, the days can kind of run into each other if you're not getting up in the morning, you know, showering, getting dressed, kind of going about your day as if you were going to work can help kind of maintain some semblance of normality. You know, keeping the same bedtime and awake time, again, just to kind of help keep your body in that routine can help kind of relieve some of that stress and anxiety. Taking breaks from the news and limiting screen time is also really important. You know, we can be so overwhelmed with all the information from, you know, the news or social media. So taking time, you know, away from that, getting outdoors can really help try to limit the doom and gloom kind of
stay off those Facebook political discussions, right?
Exactly.
I should take some of my own advice there. I suppose one of the things you're seeing, too, is the separation problem. I say the residents at the home that can't have visitors now and very limited contact, that's got to be tough for them.
Right. Like I said, you know, we're very social people. So, you know, having to stay in our houses, stay in our rooms, only see, you know, immediate family members or sometimes even, you know, no one, it can be very hard and very stressful. You know, we're blessed now to have, you know, FaceTime and Skype and other,
right,
you know, virtual meetings and things like that to see other people. You know, and I would encourage people to do that with family members and friends, trying to get together in those ways rather than in person. That can help just ease the stress.
Right. And if people do get together, what advice would you give people if they do insist that they do have to get together these days? We've been hearing a lot, but just kind of run down some of the precautions one should take.
Right. So, you know, the recommendations are that, you know, if you're out in public or going anywhere, that you should be wearing a mask, you know, more to protect everyone else than to protect yourself. But wearing a mask when you're around others, performing really good hand hygiene, so if you're touching anything, you know, washing your hands, not touching your face, trying to maintain your social distance, you know, at least 6 feet apart if you are getting together with people, or, you know, going out to the grocery store, that sort of thing.
Right. There are, of course, a lot of the stores, things taking precautions these days with the guards, the plastic guards and all that kind of stuff, so kind of respect all of that, and hopefully we'll get through this all before too terribly long there.
Right, exactly. You know, getting outside is a great way, you know, even if you're not going to the grocery store, getting outside, going on a walk, you know, that can also help relieve some stress, Exercise in itself can release some endorphins, which makes you feel good. So that's important to do as well.
Right. And on the subject of COVID-19, I know one of the things people are wondering about is, what if I think I have it? Or what would be the symptoms, or what should I do? Maybe we should touch on that a little bit.
So the symptoms are pretty variable, but in general, most people will have fever, cough, feel short of breath, just feel unwell. They can have muscle aches. Some people we are finding have more GI symptoms like nausea, diarrhea, feeling just unwell that way. Certainly, we encourage you to call the clinic if you're concerned that you have any of those symptoms. We have a triage questionnaire that we go through for all of those symptoms, and then we can get you set up with a telehealth visit with one of our providers, and then we do testing here, at the clinic. So we can get that taken care of for you if we feel that's needed.
Right. What are you mentioned a lot of good resources out there, too, if somebody does want to get more some good advice and not just the advice that's out on the social media necessarily. What should they look for? Where should they go?
So the two biggest resources that we use and that I encourage everybody else to use are the Minnesota Department of Health and then the CDC. Both of them have lots of great information on their websites, and they're very kind of simple, straightforward instructions and recommendations that are easy to follow.
Okay, and don't believe everything you see on the internet, right?
Correct.
Seems to be the general thought these days. If it's on the internet, it has to be true, but not necessarily the case. So
not right, and exactly.
We have a lot of information here at the radio station as far as the links and all that kind of thing, too. So if people can't find it, they can always give us a call, or I'm sure call up to the healthcare services, and you'd be happy to steer them in the right direction.
Exactly. Yep, we have lots of staff that can help with any of those things.
All right. And, we want to commend the staff, too, for the great job they're doing up there. That's a lot of stress on them, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a totally different time in medicine than we'd ever thought we'd see, but, we've been planning for it and preparing for this for months, so I think we're all handling it very well.
All right. Very, very good. Well, we appreciate you taking a little time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today, Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services on Wellness Wednesday. We'll let you get back to work, and hopefully we'll get you back on the radio on another topic one of these days soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Maynard.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.